Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, it really is down to the wire for those hoping to be a candidate in the forthcoming presidential election. And here for the very latest on a busy day on the campaign and nomination trail is RTE reporter Barry Lenehan. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well. Final shakedown now. We've a number of councils meeting ahead of the deadline, which is coming on Wednesday. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, though, the Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin has issued a statement this morning. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, a statement to hand both from Mr Gavin and indeed the Fianna Fáil party itself, and Fianna Fáil for its part, saying how over the last week various invented and utterly false stories have been published on social media with the attempt to damage Jim Gavin. It says he refuses to accept that anybody, whether they be a public figure or private citizen, should have to put up with these types of what they say are destructive and vicious smears, which can have very real impacts on people, their families and friends. Now, Fianna Fáil has confirmed how Mr Gavin has contacted Meta, which of course operates both Facebook and Instagram, and Meta have taken down posts pertaining to Mr Gavin, and also have confirmed how several comments have breached their community standards relating to those posts. They've been removed as well. Now, it's understood Mr Gavin has also contacted TikTok and the social media site X. However, responses are still awaited from those companies. I'm also told this morning how Mr Gavin of Fianna Fáil have contacted the media regulator Commission na Meán about this as well. And Jim Gavin, for his part, he says that every person in our country knows the real and growing threat posed by online hate and disinformation, and it's one of the forces driving the growing division and conflict in many societies. He's referenced comments by the Cian Corla Verona Murphy in relation to abuse online of politicians, and he adds how I refuse to accept that the price of participating in public life should involve having to put your family and friends through waves of online abuse and malicious smears. Now, Mr Gavin is canvassing in Dublin today. He was canvassing in Dublin and Clare, the home of his parents, over the weekend. It's believed he will address this in more detail at a later stage.
Right, and for people questioning why he has raised this, I mean, one of those messages has been shared close to 700,000 times on X, so he probably felt that he had no choice but to make a statement.
And it's been sent around various WhatsApp groups, sent by many people as well, both from within political and media spheres, but also outside that bubble as well, who might not be aware of what could or could not be posted online. So obviously, Jim Gavin feeling necessary to act on this matter this morning.
Okay, now, we had great excitement here on Friday when we were trying to find out from Lynn Boylan in The Gathering who Sinn Féin were going to run. What's the reaction been to their decision not to run their own candidate but to back Catherine Connolly?
People from various parties and others, I got the word underwhelming sent to me on text message 12 or 15 times within shortly after the announcement on Saturday that Sinn Féin backing Catherine Connolly. Senior strategists within Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil say they always thought this was where Sinn Féin would land in terms of backing Catherine Connolly. It was billed as a game changer, of course, and even looking at the arithmetic, we look at Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats, Labour, People Before Profit, the Green Party, they had a combined 34.3% of the vote in the 2024 general election. So if all that vote is to coalesce around Catherine Connolly, then perhaps some would argue on the left that that would be a game changer. And Catherine Connolly plus Mary Lou MacDonald in the most recent opinion poll had a combined 28%. However, I mean, will all that go towards Catherine Connolly? And many political observers, although this was scotched by Piers Doherty in Morning Ireland earlier, essentially saying Sinn Féin perhaps couldn't find the right candidate. There was again renewed speculation around the Uachtaráin of the GAA, Jarrett Burns, last week, whether he had been approached once again. He had to come out on Friday to say, I am definitely not running. The speculation was rife on Friday night. Names such as Joe Brawley and even Donal Óg Cusack were mentioned as well as the potential Sinn Féin candidate. But they have decided to back Catherine Connolly. We'll have to see how it works out.
She's having her launch today, isn't she? Her official launch.
That's right. And such is the support, she says, for this launch that it's now moved to a bigger venue in Dublin than initially planned this evening. She has welcomed the announcement that Sinn Féin is backing her candidacy for the presidency. And she thanks Mary Lou MacDonald for her leadership and said she was heartened by her support. So Catherine Connolly officially launching her campaign this evening with the backing of Sinn Féin and those left-wing parties.
And what does the backing of Sinn Féin mean in real terms? So will you have Sinn Féin people knocking door to door asking people to vote for Catherine Connolly?
Well, Catherine Connolly's campaign says they have a very much a grassroots movement. They are comparing it to the referendum on abortion in 2018, a people-led movement, as they say. But we're still to see the finer points of Sinn Féin's support. Of course, Matt Carthy asked over the weekend the party's justice spokesperson in relation to potential financial support. We'll have to see. Ultimately, you will see Sinn Féin people likely going to doors, but will you see them to the same effect as if it was a Mary Lou MacDonald, a John Finucane, a Michelle O'Neill? That's the million-dollar question, really, for Catherine Connolly's campaign.
OK, then we move to the third and final confirmed candidate at this stage. This is Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys. What's Heather Humphreys been up to over the weekend?
Yes, and Heather Humphreys' camp very positive and very confident still. They think they are in a good position. She canvassed in Dublin on Saturday. She's canvassing in counties Cavan and Monaghan today. And she was at the official opening of Dunamoyne's GAA's new club rooms in Monaghan yesterday, an event also attended by who could have been her presidential opponent, Jarlath Burns. So Heather Humphreys still out and about. Of course, the big thing for her, and even talking to some of her greatest supporters, they would feel that, yes, she's doing well on the campaign trail, but it's the media interviews, the media debates. They're going to be coming thick and fast once the starting gun is officially fired on Wednesday when nominations close, and how she might perform in those particular forums, in particular if you have the likes of Maria Steen, the independent candidate, entering the race, of course, is an experienced debater in the media.
Well, tell us a little bit about Maria Steen. She's amongst the two hopefuls, really, who are still pushing to get a nomination here. So where do things stand, firstly, for Maria Steen?
Well, at the moment, she has the support of 13 Oireachtas members, but that is still 7 off the magic number of hitting 20. Now, it's understood she may well have the support as well of the independent Kerry TD, Danny Healy-Ray. That would bring her to 14. This evening at 6 o'clock, Maria Steen, the barrister, she's meeting Independent Ireland. They have 4 TDs. And there's a confidence within the Steen camp that she will secure the support of that quartet. Independent Ireland's leader, Michael Collins, and RT Radio 1 on Friday evening, saying there had been a groundswell of people contacting him over Maria Steen's candidature. Might that pave the way for Independent Ireland finally to give their 4 signatures? But if she gets those, she's still 2 off. She's on 18. Now, talking to people close to her camp today, they say they think they could get to 18, and they're also looking at 3 others. They're in touch with 3 independent TDs or senators, which may help her spill over the figure of 20. But they add this will go right down to the wire, right down to Wednesday and the close of nominations. Another potential portent for Maria Steen here is that Leitrim County Council, they are set to propose her today at their special meeting for presidential candidates. She's been proposed by 2 Fianna Fáil councillors, the postmistress from Mohill, Mary Bohan, and the other councillor, Justin Warnock, as well as the Drummond-based independent councillor, Irene Guckian-Rabbit. It's believed Maria Steen will get the nod from Leitrim County Council. She's also to be supported by independent Manor Hamilton councillor James Gilmartin. That might be significant because he's the cousin of the independent Minister of State, Marion Harkin, who has not backed any candidate thus far.
Right.
So might she be one that might potentially add her name to the mix should Maria Steen be short of the figure of 20?
But she's not going down the county council route, let's be clear.
Attention
is focused on the Oireachtas.
But
if she got Leitrim, that would bolster her campaign overall, is what you're saying.
It might give
links.
A small bit of momentum. But again, you can't put your one council and your 18 Oireachtas members together.
You
can't create a cocktail, unfortunately.
Garrett Sheridan, though, he is focused on the County Council. So what's the deal there?
And he's in the chamber in County Meath at the moment, where things are still ongoing. He has two councils, remember. He has Kerry and he has Tipperary. Today he's focusing on three councils. Meath, which is ongoing at the moment. Also Offaly this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and also potentially Loud this evening. Mm-hmm. His camp say this is on a knife edge. They would have said this time last week that they would have been confident of securing Meath County Council, where there are as many as 11 independent councillors with a vote. They would have been confident as well of securing Offaly, where they're being proposed by the independent Cathaoirleach John Leahy, who has that position due to an agreement with Fianna Fáil. So they would have thought maybe they could get the two of those. Now, not so confident. And Garrett Sheridan, of course, over the weekend as well, highly critical of Fianna Fáil and the Sunday Independent whom he said had covert actions in order to stop his candidature.
But you know, when we were talking about this in the past, the county councillors where he had been were impressed at his work rate, weren't they? You know, that he had gone to many of these places well in advance of the vote. Has he been doing that with Meath and with Offaly?
Yes, he's been there over the weekend in Meath, Louth and Offaly, it's understood, trying to curry support. But as I say, Meath is ongoing at the moment, but it's understood that a proposal was likely to be brought forward at that meeting to not nominate anyone before they even heard from anyone. And there were phone calls made late last night, I am told, to independent councillors from the Fine Gael side to see, will you back this motion to not nominate anyone? You also have Sinn Féin there. What might they do now in these council meetings today? Previously, they, for instance, in Tipperary or in Kerry, they would have backed Garrett Sheridan, but now Sinn Féin's position is clear. What will those councillors do, and are they still in play for potentially nominating anyone?
Okay, so he needs to get Meath really to be still on
hightailing it from Meath to Offaly, from one to the other. Those are the three he has. There are as many as 12 council meetings today, but Sheridan, the 34-year-old entrepreneur, has really focused in on Meath, Louth and Offaly. It's an uphill task.
He needs a score rate of 2 out of 3 there.
2 out of 3. It's a very high bar to reach, but it's not impossible. It's on a knife edge.
Okay, and we are expecting some news from Meath, are we?
We should have it before the end of the programme. If he doesn't have Meath, he's really up against it then. Offaly, as we say, he might get that. Louth would be interesting because Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil don't have a blocking majority there, but there seems to be some confusion over whether he can present there, whether he supplied his passport details and other biographical details on time. His spokesperson says there's no issue, but one of the Fianna Fáil councillors in Louth saying there is an issue. So let's see what happens there.
Absolutely, we will see what happens. Barry, thank you so much. That's reporter Barry Lenehan. Coming up later in the programme, we'll find out how criminals are luring young people into money mule scams. But next, the travel disruption continues at Dublin Airport and across Europe following the weekend cyber attack. We'll have the latest on that after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.